Hi everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I couldn't hear myself. Great, well, happy Good Friday. Is that a thing? Should we say that? Yeah, okay, that's good. Wasn't sure. Great, it's good to see you. Well, happy Easter, probably about what I'm saying. Happy Easter. Great, okay, so I'm going to be really short this evening, and I've got a few things I want to do, but I'm going to start by doing a little bit of a game. So let me get my box of tricks. I know, you sound excited. Almost excited to tell about the food when that was announced earlier. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, I'm going to be getting some items out of my trusty box in a minute. And the game is really simple, okay? Children, young people, particularly, I'm going to need you to help me out, but adults, please feel free to help as well. This game is called Spot the Odd One Out. Okay, so there's going to be three items, and very simply, you've got to spot the odd one out, but you need to communicate that by shouting where that item is. So is it either on the left, so your left, is it either on the right, or is it in the middle? Okay, does that make sense? Good. So don't shout the item, shout out left, right, or middle. Okay, good, okay. You know where your left is, Dot. This is left, this is right, okay. You've got this. Okay. Right, the first one. What's the first one? Hang on. Right, okay, now. Easter, come on. Okay, so there is an odd item in a minute. Can you all see this okay? Yeah. Great, okay. So I need you to say if the odd item is either on the left, so this side, the right, or in the middle. After three, one, two, three.
Middle.
Well done. Give yourselves a round of applause. You've smashed it. Okay, got a couple more to do. Okay, next one. Same again. Three items. Don't wear these very often. That's why they're so shiny. Okay. Okay. So, is the odd item, you see that one, okay?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, is the odd item on the left, the right, or the middle? After three, one, two, three?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give yourselves a tap on the back. Well, tell your partner you did fantastic. The person at your table did very well. Okay, last one of this first bit of the game. Okay. I'm going to do some juggling. No, not really. Okay. Again, same thing. Is it on the left, the right, or in the middle? Okay. This could go wrong. Okay. Come on. Can you all see that, okay? Great. Okay, once again, left, right, or middle. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Wow, give yourselves a round of applause. Well done. That was three out of three. You have absolutely smashed that. Okay, so yes, every single time there, the odd item was in the middle. And today is Good Friday, okay? And we think about what it means that Jesus died for us on the cross. And when Jesus was nailed to the cross, there's some scriptures going to come on the screen. I'm going to very quickly read a couple of verses from John 19. And it says the following. John 19, 17 and 18 says, carrying his own skull, he went to the place of... carrying his own skull. Carrying his own cross. Get it right. It's helpful to know. Carrying his own cross, he went to the place of the skull, which is in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Here they crucified him with two others, one on each side. Jesus was in the
middle.
Okay. Now, in those days, those of you know, the Romans were in charge, and this was a punishment that they gave to the worst criminals, to the people, the lowest of the low people, that had done the worst crimes. And they used to nail people and crucify people onto this cross. And people would walk, other people in the city would walk through thinking, I'm not as bad as this person, or please I haven't done something as bad as this person. But we know, don't we, that Jesus was nailed to the cross, but ultimately, of the two men, he was the one that was the odd one out. He was the one that had done nothing wrong and never ever deserved to be there in the first place. Jesus was the one in the middle. Jesus had the power to step down from the cross. He could have called down angels from heaven to help him. He could have saved himself and helped himself from not doing that thing. But he didn't do that. Why? Because when he hung on that cross, he did that for you. He did that for me. He did that to give us freedom and forgiveness for the things that we do wrong. Okay, got one more thing I'm going to do for you. Last little game, okay, for you. I'm going to put my box away. I'm going to now come to my bag. This is the special. Can I get an all for the bag? Can I get a less sarcastic all for the bag? Okay, that's better. Well done. We're getting there. It's like pantomime. Okay. Now, I'm going to hold up some items from my bag. Okay. Now, these are all, just make sure they're all still in there, make sure nobody's messed around with my stuff. They're all good. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you an item. Now, if you were to hear somebody say the word finished after this item, what have they finished doing? Okay? It's a little bit of a quiz for you. Does that make sense? Great. Okay. It'll make sense as we go along, I'm sure. The first one is, if somebody was to show... That'll do. Okay. Someone who should show this. What have they finished doing?
Eating
their dinner. Okay, we're going to do that together in a little bit. I'm excited for that to get in a moment. Okay, next one is, if somebody was to put one of these on, what have they finished doing? A race. Yeah, this is mine. So I'm going to keep it on just to show off a little bit. Okay, if they've finished the next one, okay, think about your answers really carefully. There's children in the room. Okay. If somebody was to say finished after presenting one of these, what have they finished doing?
Blowing
their nose. Blowing nose, it could be one thing. They've finished on the toilet, because of course you need this at the end of a toilet moment, don't you? Okay, I'll put it out there. And the last one is, if somebody was to say finished after they, and they present you this one, what have they finished doing? They say finished, they finished
reading
that book. Okay. Again, back to the scripture. I'm going to take it off. I feel a bit boastful. I don't want to be boastful. I'm Good Friday. Okay. The last thing I'm going to pull out from the box, or from the bag, sorry, is this. And you've all got one of these on your table. So if you've got one of these on your table, maybe grab one. Okay. Shows your cross. I'm going to read a couple of verses again from John 19, verses 28 and 29, which says the following. Hold your crosses as I speak this through. Okay. Later, knowing all was about to be completed, and so that the scriptures would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine and vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. On the cross, Jesus finished the work that he had come to do. Jesus finished what he had been sent to this earth to do. That's that moment. It's like when you, if you've any of you ever done a running race or some kind of race, it's when you cross the line, you get your medal, you've finished. It's when you finish your dinner and you've got an empty plate, you've finished. When Jesus died for us on the cross, the work and the schemes of the enemy, it is finished. Gave us freedom and things that we can, and the finish and work of saving us was complete on the cross. Jesus chose to be in the place that he didn't belong. Remember before? In the middle of the cross. Why? For us. Let's pray together before I hand over to the band to finish off with. I'll just encourage you for a moment just to, we've had the last hour or so just reflecting on what this means for us as a church. But I really want to take for you to take a moment to examine your own heart. What does it mean, Good Friday, to you? Is it another bank holiday where you get a day off work, which is lovely? Is it an excuse to come together and have some food, which is, again, a really nice thing? But actually, the significance of what it means that Jesus died for us on the cross, or for you on the cross even, what does that mean for you today as I close in prayer? Father, I want to thank you that you said those words, that when you went to the cross, Jesus, that you finished the task that you were sent to do. Lord God, that we can come to you today, Lord God, even though it, on the face of things, Good Friday seems like a sad day, we know that a few days later, something great happened. But Father, thank you that on that cross, where you died for us, where you died for me, where you died for all my friends here, that it is finished. The work was finished on that place. I pray every single person has just examine their own hearts and lives and what it looks like today for them on this Good Friday. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen.